from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Asked at the age of 93, one of the greatest baseball players of all time and a gentleman with undeniable ties to the Bay Area and the Giants organization. Rest in peace, Willie Mays.
Yeah, and Stani, it's sad because as excited as we all have been about what's going to happen tomorrow for the Giants playing at Rickwood Field, where, you know, Willie Mays basically started, I asked you yesterday, was he traveling with the team? And I told you once I read it that he was not. And you said to me, Goo, I hope that doesn't mean anything bad. And hours later, he's no longer with us, but he's with us in spirit, Stani. And I think he's one of the best outfielders or baseball players to ever do it. And what I remember from Willie Mays to me, Stani, is he was always the same guy. He had a infectious quality about his personality that everybody that talks about him, everybody that was around him, they say the same thing. They say it differently, but this man touched a lot of people, Stani, and we'll get into his life, what he went through, but he was a bad, bad man on the diamond, but even a better one off of it.
888-957-9570 is the number. In a lot of ways, it's your all day today. I'm sure many, many, many of you out there know more about Willie Mays than Guru and myself, or have seen Willie Mays more than Guru and myself, or have had him touch your life in maybe a more personal way. 888-957-9570. It's a day to remember one of the greats. And here's one thing I was thinking. So I think in 1973, he got traded to the Mets. 72 and 73 was with the Mets. So that puts me at 8 or 9 years old back east. So I never saw him play, but that's kind of what I think we're going to hear a lot from today. I mean, I'm pretty old and I never saw him play, but I think a lot of people are going to start a sentence. I never saw him play, but.
Right.
I never saw him play, but. And once anybody starts a sentence like that, you automatically know the guy meant more than just the sport he played. And clearly that was the case with Willie Mays. I never saw him play, but I knew of him when I was 10 years old and that he was one of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah, I love that, Stani. And If I had one word to describe him, I would say icon, because that's what he was to me without seeing him play. And I'm a little younger than you, so I didn't feel good saying that, but I never got to see him play live, and we didn't have the internet or YouTube at our disposal to be able to do what the young people can do now, you know, looking players in different eras. But dude was a bad man, and to throw out, you know, I'm just giving you a nugget, what he did on the field, Stoney. He threw out over 7,000 base runners. Just think about that. 7,000 and his career. And I'm sitting here telling you he's a five-tool player that I never got to see play live. But when you watch the video and you see the highlights, the basket catch in the 54 World Series, Stoney, I mean, those things are iconic. That could be one of the greatest plays in sports history, the basket catch on the biggest stage.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steining Guru with you. Willie Mays passes at 93 years old. The other thing about Willie Mays that was clear, and it's been clear, is that even though Willie Mays didn't play since 1973, he was a fixture in the Giants organization for the last three decades. He's around. He was around. He impacted Giants teams. He knew their young players. Young players knew him.
Yeah.
And he was somebody who was around, and they could, quite frankly, lean on him for any kind of baseball advice or just to talk about the game. So that's what we're going to allow everybody to do today, talk about Willie Mays and the game of baseball. If that's what you want to do, we will absolutely do that. And I mean, not much to say. You know, I always think when people say it's a sad day, well, it is a sad day for Willie Mays' family and those who knew him, but it's 93 years old.
You can what do also, we say about that? That's also, a great run,
you can
run,
also
man.
Start the celebration.
No doubt. And that's what was going to that's what's going to happen tomorrow with the Giants and Cardinals in Alabama, Stoney. But my question to you and everybody listening, man, if you want to just know about life, just think about what we're talking about. He passed 2 days before this game that was going to honor him, and Evan said it great in the green room, Stoney. It just gives us more time to celebrate this icon. I mean, just think about that. The game tomorrow is about the great Willie Mays, and he passes 2 days before that, and I'm thinking like, man, God makes no mistakes. But that's about so we can do what you just said, Stoney, celebrate the man and the ball player, because those are two different people. And again, I'm sitting back just doing my research. I'm listening like I always have about everybody talking about their encounters with Willie Mays. And one comes to mind, Stoney, Rich Aurelia. Before he really was Rich Aurelia, he just got called up and he talked about the clubhouse guy coming up to him saying, hey, Willie wants to talk to you. And he's like, Willie who? And the clubhouse guy is Willie Mays. And Willie called him in a room, and Willie had time and love for the game and love for Rich, Stoney, to just break down a swing and what he had been seeing from him at the plate. And I'm like, this dude just didn't love the game while he played. He loved it when it was over, Stoney. And technically, it was never over for him.
One of the things that I do love bittersweet about these shows is it gives me an opportunity to ask people who actually saw him play to explain some things to me that I've always been curious about. And for example, right now I got Willie Mays's career stats up, and you can't help but look at his stats and just stop somewhere and say, what, wait a minute, here's something. It just sticks out. In 1971, it was the last year he played with the Giants. He was 40 years old. He led the league in walks. He walked in 1971 when he was 40 years old 112 times, which was way more than he'd ever walked in any other season of his career. And that, I mean, just a natural... Why was he walked 112 times at 40 years old?
Because he was still, they feared him.
I mean, I guess. I mean, they feared him in 1962, and they didn't walk him that many times. So 888-957-9570 is the number. You know what? I think it's fitting. I think we know this caller, and I think we trust this caller, and I think we know that this caller can give us some perspective. Let's go right away to Priest in Palo Alto.
Oh, man.
Welcome to the show, Priest. What are you thinking right now?
Oh, thanks. Oh, man, I'm hurt. I'm going to try to hold it together. But if I lose it, excuse me. I'm going to try to explain what we lost, Mr. Baseball. To me, it was sports. So when I was growing up in Bayview District, Huntersport, Willie Mays, the Giants moved to San Francisco, and I was about 4 years old, say something like that. But growing up in that city, we lived right above Candlestick Park. So what we did is everybody talked about wanting to be Willie Mays when we played baseball. So we were watching them go outside and play, right? And he used to say hey,
yep,
all the time. And we would all say hey, you know, after him, right?
Wow.
And so I'm gonna tell you what, man.
We got
I'll
you.
Try to call back.
All right, Priest.
Yeah, we got you, baby.
All right, Priest. You don't have to be sorry about anything.
Oh, I mean, that was wow.
You don't have to be sorry about anything.
You talk about impact. You heard that right there, Stoney. Wow.
I'm sure they went out and practiced the basket catch.
I mean,
that he made.
And I only saw that as a highlight, Stoney. You know what I'm saying? That is a highlight. And that's why I talk about the 5-tool player. I mean, was that around before Willie?
It maybe should be called the Willie Mays when you're a five-tool player, rather. You know, I texted my mom. She's 86. Well, she's going to be mad at me for saying that. She was kind of a baseball junkie. And I just said, what do you think of when you think of Willie Mays? And she just texted back, the catch.
Wow.
The catch. Kirk is in Los Altos. Hey, Kirk, how you doing, man?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I like the previous caller, was born a few weeks after he made the catch. But, and like you pointed out also, I mean, to live 93, it's hard to mourn somebody who got to live the life he did.
Mm.
So what I think we mourn is what we mourn is what we have lost. I was a little boy growing up down on the peninsula, and I will just say two things. Number one, every morning I got up and I walked way down the driveway to pick up the Chronicle to open the Sporting Green to see what Willie Mays had done the night before. And one little funny tidbit kind of is, you know, yesterday people were talking about you never heard anybody say a bad thing about him. I will say the one time I went with my dad and my brother to a game at Candlestick, it was interesting. It was when it was, you know, open to the bay. And it was the one and only time you might have heard Willie Mays booed. And the reason for that was because it was that day that Tony Cloninger of the Milwaukee Braves set an RBI record for a pitcher with two grand slams and a ninth run batted in. And in the bottom of some inning, he came up with the bases loaded and hit a ball that was going over the fence that would have been a third. But Willie jumped up and over the fence grabbed it, even though the game ended 17-3. But anyway, yes, every young man who loved baseball, any young kid who loved baseball, points to Willie Mays as why they did. We all wanted to be him.
Thanks, wow. Kurt. Appreciate the call.
No, yes, sir.
So, 707 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. How somebody says, and they're probably being a troll, but I'm going to use it to spin it positive. How in the world are people crying over someone they never met? That's the point.
Oh, man.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point. when somebody dies that was a part of your childhood, yeah, you think of Willie Mays, but you think of yourself as a kid. And then you think about your friends. And then you think about all the fun things you did together when you were a kid. And then you think about how great Willie Mays was. And then you think about going to your first game and seeing him play. And then you think about, oh, yeah, I used to go out to get the paper to see what he did.
Oh, man.
And then it's called life. And then it's called mortality, and it hits you.
Yeah.
That's why guys like Willie Mays are guys like Willie Mays, because they never met millions and millions of people who they impacted.
Right.
So
no doubt. We got a super chat.
Go ahead,
Duke. Jim Molly, $4.99. Yes. Much love to you boys and all the Bay. Heck, to all the baseball fans out there on this reflective day. I'm in Barcelona this week, but this is more important. So he wanted to, he knows. I mean, like, Stani, that isn't that when you touch people, when people feel like they know you?
Absolutely.
And every time Willie talked, you know, I got a personal story. He looks like my Uncle Billy. They look, my Uncle Billy from Mississippi, Stani, Mississippi, and my sister's brother, he looks and talks like Willie Mays. So from a personal standpoint, every time I saw Willie just move around or walk and talk and inject himself into a room or a conversation, Stani, I always felt like that was my Uncle Billy. So I felt like I knew Willie Mays. And I had the pleasure to go down to the Ball Yard on 3rd and King the day they retired Barry Bonds' jersey. And he stole the show just being himself at the podium. And now you do all, you know, the Say Hey Doc, John Shea did a great job on that. But you just find out and you learn more about him and what he went through. But, I mean, in New York City, Stani, with kids knocking at his window at 9 in the morning to play stickball. That would never happen nowadays or in the last. I know things have changed, but, I mean, he found time, man, and he loved people.
No doubt about
That's what I think I know about Willie Mays.
888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays passed at 93 years old yesterday. Reports are that he passed peacefully, which is always nice to hear.
Yeah.
But he played in this town. He touched a lot of people in this town. Touched a lot of people in other towns. And today would be the day to remember Willie Mays. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump in and kind of share what you're thinking on a day like today, because, you know, it's makes you think about times past, and then you can't help but think about yourself.
Yeah. And if you allow me, Stani, it wasn't all peaches and cream when you talk about the era he grew up in, the reason he was in the Negro Leagues. I mean, that's self-explanatory, but he was never bitter about it. To me, he never seemed bitter. He never laid that on somebody else's shoulders. He's always had a smile on his face. And, you know, you talk about him starting in the Negro Leagues, Stani, and segregation and how the world was then and him in AAA. What he had to endure and the name calling that he heard, you know, and he had to get past that. And his dad would tell him, you know, he would be ready to fight, but you got to shake it off. And that's what he did. And he never let, you know, the hecklers get to him. And I just can't imagine being in a world or a society, Stani, to where people could say any and do anything to you and you have to keep your composure. But Willie did that.
Let's go to David. David is in El Sobrante. Hey, David, how you doing?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate both of you, Guru and Steiny. Just wanted to thoughts and prayers first and foremost to his family. Great legend and everything. I have a few stories. My great-grandfather and my grandfather, they were privileged enough to see Negro League baseball. They saw Satchel Paige. They saw Cool Papa Bell. They saw Jackie. The list goes on and on. But there was a consensus. When they saw Willie Mays play for the first time, it was a consensus that he was the greatest ball player they had ever seen. And the way he moved my grandfather and my great-grandfather, sorry if I get choked up, but bringing up some memories, the way he moved them to go see baseball, because they grew up in the South, so they had to travel to see him. And you know about the times back in the day. It wasn't safe for a lot of people to travel down there, especially of the African-American culture. So they would damn near risk their life to go see this man play baseball. And one more story, my father, he grew up in Chicago. He's a born on the South Side, so he's a White Sox fan. And I don't know if you know about Chicago in the 60s, but it was extremely segregated. Him and his best friend used to, the only time they'd go to Wrigley on the North Side was to go see Roberto Clemente and Willie Mays.
Mm.
They would risk their lives damn near to go see that man play baseball. And when I heard those stories, I was like, okay, I have to go see these great players. I have to go see the legends play, because that's something that you can't take away. That you saw them, you experienced the greatness, and it just sticks with you for the rest of your life. And it's a tough day. We lost a great man, but it's also, like you guys said earlier, it's a celebration. And I'm a diehard Cubs fan. I know the Giants are playing the Cubs today. I would not be mad if they won one for Willie. I mean, I'm putting my fandom aside for this, because he was bigger than the game almost. And like I said before, the consensus of all of my grandparents and all the elders I've been around, he was the man. And I appreciate you guys taking my phone call. You guys have a great one.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the call, man. No doubt. I mean, that's the one thing that kind of sticks, not kind of, that's the one thing that sticks out for me is when you ask players from Willie Mays' era, there seems to be as much of a consensus as possible that he was the greatest baseball player of all time.
Mm.
And forget, I don't want to deal with whatever happened past 1980, but guys who played with Willie Mays seem to agree that he was the best player of their generation. Of their generation. And sometimes it feels like it wasn't even, kind of not even close.
Man,
look at his stats. In a crazy kind of way. I know.
I mean, he could do it all on the diamonds, Donnie, and you are correct. So, you know, we were talking about it in the green room. You know, just because your favorite something doesn't mean they're the best, but to you, they might have done something to where you have that attachment. But when you watch Willie Mays roam center field, Stoney, I don't know if there were a better center fielder. And I was talking to Evan. I shared it with you. You know, we talk about Jackie Robinson and the impact is, oh, my goodness. But, Stoney, when you talk about just talent-wise, I mean, to me, I'm looking at Willie Mays as the base, the most talented baseball player of that generation, of that era.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Willie Mays. Passes yesterday at 93 years old. One of the greatest baseball players of all time. It seems to me that every generation will agree on that. One of the greatest baseball players of all time. Willie Mays, 93 years old. Of course, he had a very special bond with the San Francisco Giants. He played for the Giants, and he has been a fixture in their organization. I mean, as long as I've been out here on the West Coast, which is since 1990, I mean, Willie Mays has always been around and spent a lot of time.
Just hearing that name, yeah. Stoney, what comes over you? Like, I think of San Francisco Giant. I know he started in New York, but San Francisco Giant, when I hear Willie Mays, that's who he is, Donnie. He's the San Francisco Giant, man. The yep. Great.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.